Not sure they had a chance of surviving against Blood Clan and their fearsome leader.
What about River Clan and Shadow Clan? Asked Whitestorm. Will they fight? And if they do, which side will they be on?
That's a good question, Firestar replied, and I don't know the answer. The Tiger Clan warriors ran away when Tiger Star died.
Then we need to know where they went, Whitestorm meowed.
I could slip over into River Clan territory to see, suggested Mistyfoot, getting up from where she sat at the base of the rock. I know all the best places to hide.
No, Firestar ordered. You're in more danger over there than any cat. We don't know if Tiger Clan is still persecuting Half Clan cats, and I don't want to lose you. Thunder Clan needs you.
For a moment, Mistyfoot looked as if she would have liked to argue, but she dipped her head and sat down again as Whitestorm meowed.
We can find out most of what we need from border patrols.
Firestar nodded. That's your job, Whitestorm. I want extra patrols along the Shadow Clan and River Clan borders. Their main task is to find out what the other clans are doing. But they can keep their eyes open for Blood Clan as well. If Scourge decides to attack before the 3 days are up, I don't want us to be caught napping. Whitestorm flicked his tail in agreement.
Consider it done.
Firestar could see that his deputy's calm efficiency had encouraged the rest of the clan, and he went on quickly before their fears could return.
Next, every cat in the clan must be prepared to fight.
Even the kits?
That was Sorrel Kit, springing eagerly to her paws.
Can we be in the battle? Can we be apprentices?
In spite of the danger they were in, Firestar suppressed a purr of amusement.
No, you're too young to be apprentices, he told Sorrel Kit gently. And I can't take you into battle. But if Blood Clan wins, they'll come here and you'll need to be able to defend yourselves. Sandstorm, will you be responsible for training the kits?
I will, Firestar.
Sandstorm's green eyes flashed with approval at Sorrel Kit and her littermates, Sook Kit and Rain Kit, who had scrambled up to stand beside their sister.
They'll be able to give Blood Clan a nasty surprise by the time I've finished with them.
What about Brightheart?
Cloudtail called.
Her fighting moves are coming along well.
I want to fight in the battle,
Brightheart mewed determinedly.
Can I, Firestar?
Firestar hesitated.
Brightheart was stronger now, and she had been training hard with Cloudtail.
I'll think about it, he promised.
Are you ready for an assessment?
Brightheart nodded.
Anytime, Firestar.
We'll fight with you too,
Mistyfoot put in from where she sat near the base of the rock. Featherpaw and Stormpaw, sitting beside her, straightened up and looked determined.
We're all strong enough, thanks to you.
Good.
As for the rest of you,
Firestar's gaze swept the clearing.
Warriors, apprentices, and elders, you have 3 days to prepare. Graystripe, will you supervise a training program?
His friend's eyes lit up and his ears pricked.
No problem, Firestar.
Get a couple of the others to help you, and rotate the training sessions so Whitestorm has enough cats for his patrols and for hunting.
Glancing around, he spotted the medicine cat sitting near the fern tunnel that led to her den.
Cinderpelt, are you ready to look after the wounded?
Privately, Firestar knew there was no need to ask. He had never known Cinderpelt not to be ready, but he knew it would reassure the other cats to hear her say so out loud. The look Cinderpelt gave him showed that she understood.
Everything's prepared,
she replied.
But there'll be a lot to do once the fighting starts. If you could let me have an apprentice to help, that would be great.
Of course.
As Firestar wondered which apprentice to choose, his gaze rested on Fernpaw, and he remembered her gentleness and sensitivity to other cats' injuries.
You can have Fernpaw,
he announced, and saw Dustpelt flash him a relieved look.
Fernpaw, if that's okay with you.
The gray she-cat dipped her head in assent. For a moment, Firestar wondered if he had forgotten anything. But he couldn't think what else they could do to prepare for what lay ahead. Gazing down at his clan, their shapes beginning to melt into the twilight, he took a deep breath.
Now eat well, and get a good sleep tonight, he ordered. Tomorrow we'll begin, and in 3 days we'll be ready to show Scourge and his clan that our forest
will never be theirs for the taking.
Chapter 24. When Firestar emerged from his den the following morning, the camp was already full of activity. Mousefur was leaving at the head of a patrol. Sandstorm was rounding up Willowpelt's three kits, who bounced around her in wild excitement as she herded them toward the gorse tunnel on their way to the training hollow. Mistyfoot and the two RiverClan apprentices followed them. Brackenfur passed them at the entrance to the camp, a piece of fresh kill in his jaws. Firestar spotted Whitestorm and Bramblepaw and Ashpaw beside the thorn wall that surrounded the camp, and padded across to join them. The white warrior came to meet him. "I'm getting these two to inspect the defenses and patch any gaps," he meowed. "If BloodClan get this far..." He stopped, his yellow eyes worried. "Good idea," Firestar suppressed a shiver at the thought of BloodClan breaking into the camp. He turned sharply at the sight of movement in the gorse tunnel and flashed a glance of astonishment at Whitestorm as Ravenpaw appeared, followed by Barley. The black and white loner had never been to the ThunderClan camp before. Leaving his deputy to finish instructing the apprentices, Firestar padded toward them. Ravenpaw hurried forward confidently, but Barley lagged behind, glancing warily around as if he wasn't sure of a welcome.
"We have to talk to you," Ravenpaw blurted out. "Last night we met One Whisker on the border of his territory, and he told us about Scourge and BloodClan."
The raven-colored fur on his shoulders bristled.
"We want to help, but more important, Barley has some information for you."
Firestar dipped his head in greeting. "It's good to see you both," he meowed, "and we're grateful for any help we can get. Perhaps you'd better come to my den." Barley relaxed at Firestar's friendly greeting, and the two loners followed Firestar to the hollow beneath the high rock. Early morning sunshine slanted through the entrance and into the peaceful den. Firestar could almost forget the threat from Scourge and his bloodthirsty followers. But the serious expressions of his visitors reminded him all too clearly of the shadow over the future of the forest. "What is it?" he prompted, once the two loners were settled. Ravenpaw was gazing around him with an almost awestruck look. Firestar guessed he was remembering Blue Star, and maybe wondering at how the apprentice who had trained with him had come to take the former leader's place. Barley, however, looked uneasy, crouching with his paws tucked under him as he began to speak.
"I was born in Two-Leg Place," he began quietly. "I know too much about Scourge and his warriors. I suppose you could say I was once a member of BloodClan."
Firestar's interest quickened. "Go on."
"The first thing I remember is playing with my littermates on a patch of waste ground," Barley explained. "Our mother taught us to hunt and find food among two-leg rubbish. Later on, she showed us how to defend ourselves."
"Your mother mentored you?" Firestar asked, surprised. "All of you?" Barley nodded.
"BloodClan doesn't have a proper system of mentors and apprentices. It's not a clan at all in the way you forced cats understand it. Most cats listen to Scourge because he's the strongest and the most vicious, and Bone is a kind of deputy, insofar as he carries out Scourge's dirty work."
"Bone?" Fireheart asked. "Is that a big black and white cat? He was there at Four Trees."
"That sounds like him, yes."
The loner's voice was filled with disgust.
"He's almost as bad as Scourge. Any cats who don't do as they're told are chased off, if they're lucky, or more likely killed."
Firestar stared at him. "But what about caring for kits and elders?" Barley shrugged.
"A she-cat's mate will probably hunt for her while she's nursing her kits," he mewed. "Even Scourge realizes that if there are no kits, sooner or later there's no clan. But elder, or cats who are sick, or injured, well, they're left to fend for themselves. It's kill or be killed, hunt or starve. There's no room for weakness."
Firestar felt every hair on his pelt bristle at the thought of a clan that did not care for cats who were in need, where cats who had given good service were allowed to die if they could not care for themselves. "Then why does any cat follow Scourge?" he burst out.
"Some of them enjoy killing,"
Barley's tone was cold, and his eyes were bleak, staring at something Firestar could not see.
And others are too scared to do anything else. You can't lead your own life in Two-Leg Place if you're not a kitty pet with a two-leg nest to go to. Either you're with Scourge or against him. And cats who are against him don't last long.
Ravenpaw shifted closer to his friend and pressed his muzzle comfortingly against his flank. That's why Barley left, he meowed. Tell Firestar about it, Barley.
There's nothing much to tell.
Barley flinched, shrinking from some dark memory.
I couldn't bear what Scourge was doing. So one night I slipped away. I was terrified that Scourge or his warriors would catch me, but I reached the edge of Two-Leg Place and crossed the Thunderpath. I scented cats in the forest. But at the time, I thought they would be just like Scourge and his lot. So I kept away from them. And finally I came to the farm, where it seemed I could live unchallenged. The two legs leave me in peace. They have no use for their mice.
He fell silent while Firestar thought rapidly. Barley's words confirmed what he had already known, that Scourge was a violent and dangerous enemy. Scourge must have weaknesses, he meowed to Barley. There must be some way of defeating him. Barley met his eyes and leaned toward Firestar.
His one great strength is his one great weakness, he replied. Scourge and his warriors don't believe in Star Clan.
Firestar wondered what he meant. Cloudtail had no belief in Star Clan, but he was still a loyal Thunder Clan cat. What was Barley trying to tell him?
Blood Clan has no medicine cat, Barley went on. I've already told you. They don't care for the sick. And if they don't believe in Star Clan, there aren't any signs that could be interpreted.
Then they don't follow the warrior code? That had been a stupid question, Firestar realized as soon as the words were out. Everything Barley had told him, everything he had seen for himself of the way Scourge and his cats behaved, confirmed that. And you're telling me that's a weakness? All it means is they can do as they like, with no code of honor to stop them.
That's true, Barley admitted. But think, Firestar. Without the warrior code, you might be just as bloodthirsty as Scourge. You might even be better at fighting him. But without the belief in Star Clan, what are you then?
He met Firestar's eyes steadily. Firestar's head reeled. After what Barley had told him, he dreaded Blood Clan even more, and yet somewhere in his mind there was a faint spark of hope, as if Star Clan were trying to tell him something that he couldn't understand. Well, not yet. Thank you, Barley, he meowed. I'll think about what you've told me, and I won't forget that you tried to help us. That's not all we'll do. Ravenpaw rose to his paws. One Whisker told us that you're meeting Scourge in battle in 3 days. 2 days now. When you do, we'll both be with you. Firestar stared at him, mouth open.
But you're loners, he began. It's not your quarrel. Come on, Firestar, Barley mewed. If Scourge and his gang take over the forest, how long do you think we would last? It wouldn't take them a quarter moon to find our barn and all the plump mice. We'd have the choice of getting out or being killed.
We'd rather fight for our friends,
Ravenpaw added quietly.
Thank you.
Firestar felt humbled by the depth of loyalty the two loners were showing to him. All the clans will honor you. Barley snorted.
I don't know about that. All I want is a quiet life. But I won't get it until Blood Clan is dealt with.
None of us will. Firestar's ears twitched in agreement. There's no hope for any of us while Scourge is in the forest. Firestar had said goodbye to Ravenpaw and Barley, and was heading for the Sandy Hollow to check up on the training program when he spotted Longtail and Frostfur leaping down the ravine. Firestar paused and waited for them. Any news? He asked. Longtail nodded.
We've been along the Shadow Clan border as far as Four Trees, he reported. There's a reek of Blood Clan coming from Shadow Clan territory. You get the foul stink in your nose even from across the Thunderpath.
They must be hiding out over there, Frostfur added.
That makes sense, Firestar mewed thoughtfully. But where is ShadowClan gone?
I was coming to that. Longtail's eyes were wide with excitement. We picked up their scent at Four Trees, the scent of many cats traveling in the same direction. I believe they crossed into RiverClan territory.
So they went to their allies in RiverClan, Firestar mused. He wondered what sort of a welcome they would get. Would Leopardstar try to regain her old authority now that Tigerstar was dead? Firestar shrugged. He had problems enough of his own without worrying about Leopardstar's.
Thanks, Longtail, he meowed.
We needed to know that. Go and get something to eat.
With a nod of acknowledgement, Longtail led the way into the gorse tunnel with Frostfur close behind him. Firestar stood watching them go. And when the tip of Frostfur's tail had vanished, he went on to watch his cat's training. Graystripe was standing on a jutting slab of rock overlooking the apprentices. He pricked his ears in greeting as Firestar came to join him.
How's it going?
Couldn't be better, Graystripe replied. If Scourge could see us, he'd bolt straight back to Two-Leg Place with his tail between his legs.
The gray warrior was wearing a look of stubborn determination that Firestar remembered from the days of his forbidden relationship with Silverstream. Briefly, he wished that he could tell Graystripe about seeing Silverstream in his dream at the Moonstone, but it wouldn't help his friend's grief. The beautiful she-cat was still dead, and Firestar hoped it would be a long time before Graystripe joined her in the ranks of Star Clan.
At any rate, Graystripe went on, we're the best fighting force this forest has ever seen.
His eyes widened as his gaze fell on a mock fight between Bramblepaw and Thornclaw.
Hang on a minute, I need to give Bramblepaw a tip about his clawing action.
He leaped down from the rock and bounded across the hollow, leaving Firestar to look around. Closest to him, Speckletail and Smallear were stalking around each other, waiting for a chance to spring. Sandstorm was instructing Willowpelt's three kits on the other side of the hollow. Firestar padded down to watch, and he heard her meowing.
Okay, I'm a Blood Clan warrior and I've just broken into your camp. What are you going to-
The last word became a screech as Sorrelkit pounced and bit down hard on her tail. Sandstorm spun around, one forepaw raised with claws sheathed. But before she could bat Sorrelkit away, Sootkit and Rainkit jumped on her from behind. The ginger she-cat vanished under a writhing mass of kits. By the time Firestar reached her, she was struggling free of them, her green eyes alight with laughter.
Well done, she meowed. If I really was from Blood Clan, I'd be running scared by now.
Turning to Firestar, she added,
Hi there. Did you see these three? In a few moons, they'll make great warriors.
I'm sure they will, Firestar mewed. You're doing very well, he praised them. And no cat could teach you better than Sandstorm.
I want Sandstorm to be my mentor when I'm an apprentice,
Sorrelkit meowed.
Can't she, Firestar?
No, I want her,
Sootkit protested. Rainkit added,
No, I do.
Shaking her head, Sandstorm let out a meow of laughter.
Firestar will decide who your mentors will be, she told the kits. Now let him see you practice those defensive moves.
Firestar watched while the kits scuffled together, pretending to attack and defend themselves. Even though they were excited, they managed to remember what Sandstorm had taught them, dodging expertly or dashing in to give their mock attacker a quick nip.
They're good, Sandstorm commented quietly, especially that little Sorrelkit.
With a sidelong glance at Firestar, she added,
If you asked me to mentor her, I wouldn't say no.
Just between you and me? She's yours when the time comes, Firestar promised, blinking gently at her.
Even though he and Sandstorm, the kits, and all the clan were standing on the brink of disaster, Firestar still could not suppress a burst of pride and hope. Pressing his muzzle against Sandstorm's side, he murmured, We'll win the battle. I have to believe that. Sandstorm did not reply in words, but the look she gave him said everything. Leaving her to go on with her lesson, Firestar crossed the hollow to the far side where Cloudtail and Brightheart were training with Ashpaw and Dustpelt. Brightheart had just bowled Dustpelt over. He got up, spitting out sand, and meowed,
I never saw that move coming. Show me again.
Brightheart dropped into a crouch, but relaxed a moment later when she saw Firestar.
Cloudtail padded over to him, his tail held high.
Did you see that?
He asked proudly.
Brightheart fights really well now.
Carry on, Firestar prompted her. This looks interesting. Brightheart flashed him a nervous look from her one good eye, and then turned back to concentrate. Dustpelt was trying to creep up on her blind side, but she weaved back and forth, keeping him in view the whole time. When he sprang, she slipped under his outstretched paws and hit his back legs to roll him onto the ground again.
I see why you're called Dustpelt,
Cloudtail joked, as the brown warrior got up again, shaking his fur. Well done, Brightheart, Firestar called. He twitched his ears to draw Cloudtail a little way away. I hoped you'd be here, he meowed quietly. I'm going to see Princess, and I thought you might want to come too. Cloudtail's ears pricked.
Are you going to warn her?
Yes. With BloodClan on the prowl, she should know of the danger. I know she doesn't often go into the forest, but even so...
I'll be right with you,
Cloudtail meowed, padding back for a word with Brightheart. A moment later, the two cats were heading for Tall Pines, Firestar calling goodbye to Graystripe as they left the hollow. The pale sunlight of Leaf Bear fell on the ash that still remained from the fire. The few plants that had returned were dry and shriveled, and there was neither sound nor scent of prey. This Leaf Bear would have been hard enough, Firestar reflected, without the extra trouble from BloodClan. When they reached the two-leg nest where Princess lived, Firestar was relieved to see the pretty tabby she-cat sitting on the garden fence. She let out a trill of welcome as he raced across the open ground at the edge of the forest and leaped up onto the fence beside her. Cloudtail followed him in a couple of heartbeats.
Fireheart,
Princess exclaimed, pressing her muzzle against his flank.
And Cloudtail, it's so good to see you both. Are you well?
Yes, we're fine, Firestar replied.
He's clan leader now, Cloudtail put in. You have to call him Firestar.
Clan leader? That's wonderful.
Princess let out a deep, delighted purr. Firestar knew she was proud of him, even though she had no real understanding of what that meant. Either the grief of Blue Star's death or the heavy weight of responsibility that went with leadership.
I'm so pleased for you,
Princess went on.
But you're both very thin,
she added doubtfully, drawing back to inspect her brother and her son.
Are you eating properly?
It was hard to answer that question. Firestar and all the clan cats were used to feeling hungry in this hard Leaf Bear. But Princess had no way of knowing how scarce prey was, not when her two legs fed her the same kitty pet food every day.
We're doing well enough,
Cloudtail repeated impatiently, before Firestar could reply.
But we came to tell you to stay out of the forest. There are evil cats around.
Firestar flashed an irritated look at his hot-headed kin. He would have tried to find a gentler way of warning Princess. Cats from Two-Leg Place have come into the forest, he explained, pressing himself comfortingly against Princess's side. They're fierce creatures, but they should leave you alone.
I've seen them slinking through the trees,
Princess admitted, her voice hushed.
And I've heard stories about them. Apparently they even kill dogs and other cats.
The tales were true, Firestar reflected, remembering the teeth studding Scourge's collar. And before very long, there would be more deaths to Scourge's name. All good storytellers exaggerate, he told Princess, hoping he sounded convincing. You don't need to worry, but it would be best if you stayed in your own garden. Princess held his gaze steadily, and Firestar realized that for once she wasn't deceived by his lighthearted tone.
I'll do that,
she promised.
And I'll warn the other house cats.
Good, Cloudtail meowed. And don't worry about a thing. We'll soon get rid of BloodClan.
BloodClan?
Princess echoed, and a shiver passed through her.
Firestar, you're in danger, aren't you?
Firestar nodded, suddenly unwilling to treat her like a soft kitty pet who couldn't cope with the truth. Yes, he replied. BloodClan has given us 3 days to get out of the forest. We don't intend to leave, so that means we have to fight them. Princess went on giving him that long, thoughtful look. The tip of her tail swept around and touched a scar on his flank. An old wound from a battle so long ago that he had forgotten which one it was. Firestar had a sudden vision of how he must appear to her, Gaunt and ragged in spite of his lean muscles, his battle-marked pelt a constant reminder of the harshness of his forest life.
I know you'll do your best,
she mewed quietly.
The clan couldn't have a better leader.
I hope you're right, Firestar meowed. This is the worst threat to the clan that we've ever had to face.
And you'll come through it. I know you will.
Princess rasped her tongue over his ear and pressed close against him. Firestar smelled her fear scent, but she stayed calm, and her gentle features were unusually serious.
Come back safely, Firestar,
she whispered.
Please.
Chapter 25. After they said goodbye to Princess, Cloudtail went off to hunt, leaving Firestar to return to the camp alone. Twilight was gathering by the time he reached the ravine, and he scented Whitestorm before he spotted the pale warrior ahead of him. Firestar caught up to him just before he reached the gorse tunnel. He had a vole clamped in his jaws and set it down when he saw Firestar.
I was hoping for a word with you, he began, without even waiting for a greeting. And it's best out here, where no cat will overhear us.
Firestar's heart lurched. What's the matter? Has something gone wrong?
You mean apart from Scourge? The older warrior meowed wryly. He settled himself on a flat rock and beckoned with his tail for Firestar to join him. No, nothing's wrong. The patrols and the training are going well. But I keep asking myself, have we really thought about what we're doing?
Firestar stared at him.
What do you mean?
The ThunderClan deputy took a deep, painful breath.
Scourge and his clan outnumber us by many, even with WindClan fighting on our side. I know our warriors will fight to the last drop of blood to save the forest, but perhaps the price will be too high.
Are you saying we should give in? Firestar's voice sharpened. He had never expected to hear advice like this from his deputy. If Whitestorm's courage hadn't been beyond question, he would have said it was the speech of a coward. Leave the forest?
I don't know. Whitestorm sounded tired, and Firestar was suddenly reminded of his age. Things are changing. No cat can deny that. And perhaps it's time to move on. There must be territory beyond Highstones. We could find another place.
Never! Firestar interrupted. The forest is ours.
You're young. Whitestorm looked solemnly at him. You would see it that way. But cats are going to die, Firestar.
I know.
All day, Firestar had kept busy encouraging his warriors and himself with thoughts of a victory over Scourge. Now Whitestorm was forcing him to face the fact that even if they won, it would be at a terrible cost. ThunderClan might drive the invading cats from the forest and still be left with few survivors, as weakened as if they had been defeated.
We must go on, he meowed. We can't turn tail and run like mice. You're right, Whitestorm. I know you are, but what other choice have we? It can't be the will of StarClan for us to leave the forest.
Whitestorm nodded. I thought you would say that. Well, I've told you what I think. That's what a deputy's for.
I'm grateful for it, Whitestorm.
The white warrior rose to his paws, turned toward his vole, and then glanced back at Firestar. I've never had the kind of ambition that drove Tigerstar, or you, he meowed. I've never wanted to be leader, but I'm particularly glad I'm not leader now. No sane cat would envy you the decisions you have to make.
Firestar blinked, not knowing what to say.
All I hope for, Whitestorm went on, is that I'll fight my hardest when the time comes.
A shadow of uncertainty crossed his face, and Firestar realized that many cats would have joined the elders by Whitestorm's age. It would be natural for him to fear that his fighting strength might fail.
I know you will, he agreed. There's no nobler warrior in the whole forest.
Whitestorm held his gaze for a long moment, saying nothing. Then he picked up his vole and padded into the camp. Firestar stayed on the rock. Whitestorm's words had disturbed him, and he was suddenly reluctant to go back into camp and settle in his shadowy den under the high rock. He knew he wouldn't be able to sleep. After a few moments listening to the soft sounds of the gathering night, Firestar rose and headed back up the ravine. Faint red streaks showed where the sun had gone down, but overhead the sky was dark, and a few early warriors of StarClan looked down at him. Firestar slipped silently through the undergrowth, and it was some time before he realized that his paws were taking him toward Sunning Rocks. By the time he reached the edge of the trees, it was completely dark. The rounded shapes of the rocks were outlined against the sky like the backs of crouching animals, with a shimmer of frost on the surface. Beyond them, he could hear the soft bubble of the river over stones, and much closer, a faint scuffling noise alerted him to the presence of prey. Firestar's mouth watered as he identified the scent of a mouse. Barely letting his paws touch the ground, he crept up on it and sprang. He hadn't realized how hungry he was until his jaws closed on it, and he finished it in a few ravenous gulps. Feeling better, Firestar sprang up to the top of the rock and found a place where he could sit and look down at the river. The dark water glittered with starlight. A breeze ruffled the surface, buffeting his fur and stirring the leafless forest around him. Firestar turned his gaze upward to Silverpelt. The warriors of StarClan were watching, but they seemed cold and far away on this frosty night. Did they really care about what happened in the forest? Or had Blue Star been right all along, when she raged against them in her private war? For a moment, Firestar caught a glimpse of his former leader's terrible sense of isolation. He could not truly share it, for unlike Blue Star, he had never lost faith in the warriors of his own clan. But he was beginning to understand how she had come to doubt StarClan. So many cats had already died in Tiger Star's fierce struggle for power, and StarClan had not saved them. Firestar wondered if he was being foolish to think that his warrior ancestors would help him now. But without StarClan, how could his clan survive? Lifting his head, he yowled to the glory of Silverpelt.
Show me what I should do! Show me that you're with us!
No answer came from the white fire above him. Painfully aware of how small and weak he was compared with the sky-spread StarClan, Firestar found a hollow in the rock that was sheltered from the chill breeze. He did not expect to sleep, but he was exhausted, and after a while, his eyes closed. He dreamed that he was seated in Four Trees, his senses lulled by the warm air and sweet scents of greenleaf. The warriors of StarClan surrounded him on all four slopes, as they had done on his visit to the Moonstone when he received the 9 lives of a clan leader. He saw Spotted Leaf and Yellowfang there, and all the warriors who were lost to ThunderClan, as well as others, newly added to the shining ranks. Stonefur and the young apprentice, Gorsepaw. In his dream, Firestar sprang to his paws and confronted them. For the first time, he did not feel in awe of his warrior ancestors. It seemed as if they had abandoned him and the whole forest to their terrifying fate.
You rule the forest,
hissed Firestar, letting all his anger at their betrayal spill out.
You sent the storm on the night of the gathering so that I couldn't tell the clans what Tiger Star had done. You allowed him to bring Scourge into the forest. Why are you doing this to us? Do you want us to be destroyed?
A familiar figure stepped forward. Blue Star's gray-blue fur shimmered in the starshine, and her eyes were blue fire.
Fire Star, you don't understand, she meowed. StarClan does not rule the forest.
Firestar gaped at her, with nothing to say. Was everything wrong, then, that he had learned since he came into the forest as a kitty pet so long ago?
StarClan cares for every cat in the forest, Blue Star continued. From the blind, helpless kit to the oldest elder lying in the sun. We watch over them. We send omens and dreams to the medicine cats. But the storm was no doing of ours. Scourge and Tiger Star wade through blood to power, because that is their nature. We watch, the former leader repeated. But we do not interfere. If we did, would you truly be free? Fire Star, you and every cat have the choice of whether or not to follow the warrior code. You are not the playthings of Star Clan.
But,
Fire Star tried to interrupt. Blue Star ignored him. And now we're watching you. You are the cat we have chosen, Fire Star. You are the fire who will save the clan. No warrior of Star Clan brought you here. You came of your own accord, because you have a warrior's spirit and the heart of a true clan cat. Your faith in Star Clan will give you the strength you need.
As she spoke, a sense of peace crept over Firestar. He felt as though Blue Star's strength and the strength of all the warriors of Star Clan were flowing into him. Whatever happened when his clan met Blood Clan in battle, Firestar knew Star Clan had not abandoned him. Blue Star rested her muzzle on his head, just as she had done on the day he was made a warrior. At her touch, the pale fire of the assembled warriors began to fade, and Firestar sank into the warm darkness of deep sleep. When he opened his eyes, it was to see the first light of dawn staining the sky. Firestar rose and stretched, the memory of his dream filling his paws with energy. It was his duty as leader to save his clan, and with the strength of Star Clan to help him, he would find a way to do it. Chapter 26 Firestar wondered if the rest of his clan had noticed his absence, and if they were worrying about him. He knew that he should go back to the camp, but for a short time he stayed where he was on top of the rock, watching the dawn light spread above the forest. The territory on the far side of the river was still and silent. Firestar tried to imagine how Leopardstar was coping. He guessed that the Shadow Clan warriors who had fled into her territory would be unwelcome guests, with no prey to spare through the harsh moons of Leafbear. Then he sat bolt upright, fur bristling and ears pricked. Something had just occurred to him, and he couldn't think why he hadn't thought of it before. Maybe ThunderClan wasn't as outnumbered as he feared. Across the river were the warriors of two clans, and with Tigerstar dead, none of them had any reason to support BloodClan. Mousebrain, he murmured aloud. There was a chance that all four forest clans could join together to drive out the lethal cats that threatened every pawstep of their lives. Four would not become two, four would become one. But not in the way that Tiger Star had intended. As the first glittering rays of the sun appeared above the horizon, Firestar leaped down from the rock and raced downstream toward the stepping stones.
Firestar! Firestar!
The yowl brought him up short just as he came in sight of the stones. He turned to see a ThunderClan patrol emerge from the trees behind him. Graystripe was in the lead, followed by Sandstorm, Cloudtail, and Bramblepaw.
Where have you been?
Sandstorm mewed crossly as she picked her way toward him.
We've been worried sick.
Sorry, Firestar gave her ear an apologetic lick. I needed to think a few things out, that's all.
Whitestorm said you would be okay, Graystripe meowed, and Thunderpelt didn't seem worried. I got the feeling she knew more than she was telling.
Well, I'm here now, Firestar mewed briskly. And I'm glad I've met you. I'm going over into RiverClan territory, and it'll look better if I take some warriors with me.
RiverClan? Cloudtail looked amazed. What do you want with them?
I'm going to ask them to fight with us against Scourge tomorrow. The young warrior stared.
Are you out of your mind? Leopardstar will rip your fur off.
I don't think she will.
Now that Tiger Star is dead, she won't want Blood Clan in the forest any more than we do. Cloudtail shrugged, and Graystripe was looking uncertain too, but Sandstorm's green eyes glowed with delight.
I knew you would think of a way to defeat Blood Clan,
she purred.
Let's go.
Firestar turned to lead the way to the stepping stones, but paused as Bramblepaw padded up to him.
Firestar, can we talk to Tawnypaw if she's there?
His apprentice asked hopefully. His voice quavered.
There might not be another chance.
Firestar hesitated. Yes, if you see her, he meowed. Get her side of the story, then we'll decide what to do.
Thanks, Firestar.
Bramblepaw's eyes shone with relief. Firestar slipped down the bank to the stepping stones with his warriors behind him. As he led the way across, he kept alert for movement on the opposite side of the river, but he saw nothing. There had not even been a RiverClan patrol, though by now the sun was well above the horizon. Reaching the far bank, Firestar turned upriver toward the RiverClan camp. Before he reached it, he came to the stream that led to the clearing of the Bone Hill. A shudder ran through him as he remembered the last time he had been here. The reek of crow food was fainter now, but the scent of many cats came to him on the breeze. Firestar recognized the mingled scent of Tiger Clan, once so ominous, but now almost familiar compared with the stench of Blood Clan. I think they must be in the clearing by the Bone Hill, he mewed over his shoulder. Some of them, at least. We'll go and see. Graystripe, keep a lookout. Graystripe fell back as Firestar followed the stream, creeping quietly through the reeds until he came to the edge of the clearing. Peering out, he saw that the Bone Hill was already beginning to crumble, so that it looked like nothing more than a heap of rubbish. The stream was no longer choked with rotting prey, and there was a small heap of fresh kill, as if cats had begun to establish a new camp. Several warriors were huddled in the clearing, with ungroomed fur and dull, staring eyes. Firestar was surprised to see cats from both RiverClan and ShadowClan. He had expected to find only ShadowClan warriors setting up a camp here, while RiverClan occupied their old camp on the island upriver. Leopardstar was crouched at the foot of the Bone Hill. She was gazing straight in front of her, and Firestar thought she must have seen him, but she gave no sign. The ShadowClan deputy, Blackfoot, lay close by. As his initial surprise ebbed, Firestar felt relieved that he would be able to deal straight away with Leopardstar, who was obviously trying to rule both clans. He glanced back at Sandstorm. What's wrong with them? He murmured. He would almost have believed that the warriors were sick, but there was no taint of sickness in the air. Sandstorm shook her head helplessly, and Firestar turned back to the clearing. He had come here looking for a fighting force, but these cats appeared to be half dead. Still, there was no sense in going back. Signaling with his tail for his own cats to follow, he stepped into the clearing. No cat challenged him, although one or two of the warriors raised their heads and gave him an incurious stare. With a glance at Firestar, Bramblepaw slipped away to look for Tawnypaw. Leopardstar struggled to her paws.
Firestar?
Her voice rasped, as if she had not used it in many days.
What do you want?
To talk to you, Firestar replied. Leopardstar, what's going on here? What's the matter with you all? Why aren't you in your old camp? Leopardstar held his gaze for a long moment.
I am the sole leader of Tiger Clan now, she meowed at last, a spark of pride returning to her dull eyes. The old River Clan camp is too small to hold both clans. We let the queens and kits and the elders stay there, with some warriors to guard them.
She let out a spurt of mocking laughter.
But what's the point? Blood Clan will slaughter us all.
You mustn't think like that, he urged the River Clan leader. If we all stand together, we can drive out Blood Clan. A wild light shone in Leopardstar's eyes.
You mouse-brained fool, she spat. Drive out Blood Clan? How do you think you're going to do that? Tiger Star was the greatest warrior this forest has ever seen, and you saw what Scourge did to him.
I know,
Firestar replied steadily, hiding the shiver of sheer dread that ran through him. But Tigerstar faced Scourge alone. We can join together as one to fight him so that afterward we can be four clans again, according to the warrior code. A sneering look crossed Leopardstar's face, and she made no reply. What will you do then? Firestar asked. Leave the forest? Leopardstar hesitated, tossing her head from side to side as if the effort of talking to Firestar irritated her.
I sent a scouting party to look for places to stay beyond High Stones, she admitted. But we have young kits, and two of our elders are ill. Not every cat can go, and the ones that stay will die.
They don't have to die, Firestar promised her desperately. ThunderClan and WindClan are going to fight. Stand with us. He expected further mockery, but Leopardstar was looking at him more intently now. Nearby, Blackfoot scrambled to his paws and padded over to stand beside her. As he faced the ThunderClan cats, Firestar heard a low snarl from Graystripe and saw his friend begin to flex his claws. He gave the gray warrior a warning flick with his tail. He loathed Blackfoot just as much as Graystripe did. But for now, they would have to be allies in order to face an even greater enemy.
Are you mouse-brained?
The Shadow Clan deputy growled.
You can't seriously be thinking of joining these fools. They're not strong enough to tackle Blood Clan. They'll get us all torn apart.
Leopardstar gave him a cold look, and Firestar realized with a sudden burst of hope that she didn't like Blackfoot any more than he did. Stonefur, who had died under the black and white warrior's claws, had been her trusted deputy.
I am leader here, Blackfoot, she pointed out. I make the decisions, and I'm not ready to give up yet. Not if there's a chance of driving out BloodClan. All right, she meowed, facing Firestar again. What's your plan?
Firestar wished he had some clever trick to offer, some way of driving out BloodClan that wouldn't risk the lives of every cat in the forest. But there was no trick. The path to victory, if there were one, would be hard and painful. At dawn tomorrow, he replied, ThunderClan and WindClan will meet BloodClan at Four Trees. If ShadowClan and RiverClan join us, we'll be twice as strong.
And will you lead us? Asked Leopardstar.
Reluctantly, she added,
I haven't the strength now to take my cats into battle.
Firestar blinked in surprise. He had expected Leopardstar to demand authority over the other clans. He wasn't at all sure that he himself was strong enough to take on the leadership in her place, but he could see that he had no choice.
If that is your wish, then yes, I will, he replied.
Lead us,
the voice, harsh with mockery, came from behind Firestar.
A kitty pet? Are you out of your mind, Leopardstar?
Firestar turned, knowing what he would see. Darkstripe was thrusting his way through the little group of his former clanmates. Firestar stared at him. In ThunderClan, Darkstripe had always been sleek. Now his black-striped coat was dull, as if he had stopped caring for it. He looked gaunt, and the tip of his tail twitched nervously. Only the cold hostility in his eyes was familiar, and the insolence with which he looked Firestar up and down as he came to stop in front of the leaders. Darkstripe, Firestar acknowledged him with a nod. Though he could never truly pity the dark warrior, he felt a pang to see how haunted he looked, his eyes empty, as if he were already being punished for betraying his birth clan. Leopardstar stepped forward.
Darkstripe, this isn't your decision, she meowed.
We should kill you or drive you out, Darkstripe snarled at Firestar. You turned Scourge against Tigerstar. It's your fault he died.
My fault?
Firestar gasped in astonishment. The dark tabby's eyes burned with hatred, and Firestar knew that in his own way, Darkstripe was grieving for the dead leader. Now that Tigerstar was dead, Darkstripe was utterly alone. No, Darkstripe. It was Tigerstar's own fault. If he hadn't brought BloodClan into the forest, none of this would have happened.
And how did it happen?
Graystripe broke in.
That's what I'd like to know. What was Tigerstar thinking of? Didn't he see what he was letting loose in the forest?
He thought it was for the best.
Leopardstar tried to defend Tigerstar, though her words sounded hollow.
He believed the forest cats would be safer if they all joined together under his leadership. And he thought BloodClan would convince you he was right.
A snort of contempt came from Graystripe, but Leopardstar ignored it. Instead, she flicked her tail, and another cat came up, a skinny gray tom with a ragged ear. Firestar recognized him as Boulder, one of the rogue cats Tigerstar had taken into ShadowClan.
Boulder, tell Firestar what happened,
Leopardstar ordered. The ShadowClan warrior looked thin and tired as he met Firestar's gaze.
I belonged to BloodClan once,
he confessed.
I left many moons ago, but Tigerstar knew about my past. He asked me to take him into Two-Leg Place because he needed more cats to make sure ShadowClan controlled the forest.
He glanced down at his paws, his ears twitching uncomfortably.
I tried to tell Tigerstar that Scourge was dangerous, but neither of us imagined what he could do. Tigerstar offered Scourge a share of the forest if he would bring his cats to help him fight. He thought that once he'd made all the other clans join TigerClan, he could get rid of BloodClan.
But he was wrong, Firestar murmured, feeling again that strange grief he had felt when he saw his oldest enemy lying dead at his paws.
We couldn't believe it when he died.
Boulder's eyes were stunned, as if he were sharing Firestar's memory.
We thought nothing could ever defeat Tigerstar. When BloodClan attacked our camp after Tigerstar died, we were too shocked to fight, though not all of us left. Some cats thought it would be safer to join Scourge. Jagged Tooth, for one.
Boulder's voice grew bitter.
It would be worth fighting BloodClan to get my claws into that traitor's fur.
Then will you do it? Firestar glanced around and realized that all the cats in the clearing had drawn closer and were silently listening. Only Blackfoot and Darkstripe stood aloof at the edge of the crowd. Stand with us and win, Clan, tomorrow. The cats remained silent, waiting for Leopardstar to speak.
I don't know, she mewed. Maybe the battle is already lost. I need time to think.
There's not much time left,
Sandstorm pointed out. Firestar gathered his own warriors together with a sweep of his tail and beckoned them over to the side of the clearing. Think now, Leopardstar, he meowed. We'll wait. The RiverClan leader flashed him a defiant glance, as if she were going to insist that she would take as much time as she needed. But she said nothing, only drawing two or three of the RiverClan warriors closer to her and speaking to them in a low, urgent voice. Anger burning in his eyes, Blackfoot thrust his way forward to join them. The rest of the cats stayed in their frozen, wretched silence, and Firestar couldn't help wondering what kind of fighting force they would make.
How mouse-brained can they be? Growled Cloudtail.
What's to discuss? Leopardstar says they can't leave safely. What else can they do but fight?
Be quiet, Cloudtail, Firestar ordered.
Firestar,
Bramblepaw's voice interrupted him. Firestar turned to see his apprentice standing a tail length away with Tawnypaw close beside him.
Tawnypaw wants to talk to you.
The young she-cat returned Firestar's gaze steadily, reminding him irresistibly of her formidable mother, Goldenflower. Well, Tawnypaw, he prompted.
Bramblepaw says I should tell you why I left ThunderClan,
Tawnypaw meowed without preamble.
But you already know, don't you? I wanted to be judged for what I was, not for what my father did. I needed to feel I belonged.
No cat thought you didn't belong, Firestar protested. Tawny Paw faced him with a glint in her eyes.
Firestar, I don't believe that,
she meowed.
And neither do you.
Firestar felt his fur flush hot with guilt. I made a mistake, he admitted. I looked at both of you, and all I could see was your father. Other cats did too, but I didn't want you to leave.
Other cats did,
Tawny Paw meowed quietly.
She could still come back into the clan, couldn't she?
Bramble Paw pleaded.
Hang on a minute,
Tawny Paw interrupted sharply.
I'm not asking you if I can come back. All I want is to be a loyal cat in my new clan.
Her eyes were shining.
I want to be the best warrior I can be,
she went on.
And I can't be that in Thunder Clan.
Firestar could hardly bear to see all the courage and loyalty that they were losing. I'm sorry you left ThunderClan, he meowed. And I wish you well. Tawny Paw, I really believe that if all four clans fight tomorrow, we can win back the forest. Shadow Clan will survive and be a clan you can be proud of, a clan that will be proud of you. Tawny Paw gave him a short nod.
Thank you.
Bramblepaw looked distraught, but Firestar knew there was nothing more to say. The sound of his name distracted him, and he turned to see that Leopardstar was padding toward him across the clearing.
I have made my decision,
she told him. Firestar felt his heart begin to pound. Everything rested on Leopardstar's choice. Without the support of River Clan and Shadow Clan, even with their warriors in such a pitiful state, there was no hope of driving Blood Clan out of the forest. The few heartbeats before Leopard Star reached him seemed to stretch out to a moon.
River Clan, we'll fight against Blood Clan tomorrow, she announced.
And so will Shadow Clan,
Blackfoot added, walking up behind her. His eyes flashed at Leopard Star as he silently asserted his authority. Even though Firestar was relieved that the leaders had chosen to fight, he noticed some doubtful looks among the other cats. Darkstripe was the only one to speak out loud.
You're all mad, he spat. Joining a kitty pet? Well, I'm not going to follow him, whatever any cat says.
You'll obey orders, snapped Leopard Star.
Make me, Darkstripe retorted. You're not my leader.
For a few heartbeats, Leopard Star looked at him with cold eyes. Then she shrugged.
Thanks, Star Clan, I'm not. You're about as much use as a dead fox. Very well, Darkstripe. Do as you like.
The Dark Warrior hesitated, looking from Leopard Star to Blackfoot and back again, and then around at the rest of the clearing. The warriors were still murmuring among themselves, and none of them paid any attention to Darkstripe. He glanced back at Leopard Star as if he were about to speak. But the River Clan leader had already turned away. Darkstripe swung around with a vicious snarl at Firestar.
You fools! You'll all be ripped apart tomorrow!
He stalked away in dead silence. The cats parted to let him go and watched him until he disappeared into the reeds. Firestar wondered where the solitary warrior could possibly go now. Leopardstar stepped forward.
I swear by Star Clan that we will meet you at dawn tomorrow at Four Trees. We will fight with you and Wind Clan against Blood Clan.
More briskly, she added,
Shade Pelt, will you send out hunting patrols? We'll need all our strength for tomorrow.
A dark gray River Clan she cat flicked her tail and began moving through the cats, choosing warriors for the patrols. Leopard Star looked at the Bone Hill with deep sadness in her eyes, and a shiver ran through her mottled pelt.
We must pull this down, she murmured. It belongs to a darker time.
She dug her claws into the heap of prey bones. Slowly and hesitantly, as if they still thought that Tiger Star might appear and accuse them of treachery, her warriors joined her. Bone by bone, the pile was scattered across the clearing. Blackfoot and a few of the Shadow Clan warriors stood watching a little way off. The deputy's face was shadowed, and it was impossible to guess what he was thinking. Firestar drew his own followers away. He had succeeded in what he set out to do, and he could not help admiring Leopardstar's courage. But instead of satisfaction, he felt a dark surge of foreboding as he cast one last glance at the two clans in the clearing.
What if I've condemned them all to death?
Chapter 27. It was the time before dawn when the moon had set, but the sun had yet to streak the horizon with milky fingers of light. The night was still and cold, black like frozen water. Firestar padded out of his den. The clearing was empty, but he could hear the faint sounds of warriors waking up. Frost glittered on the ground, while above his head Silverpelt flowed like a river across the sky. Pausing to drink in the night air filled with the scents of so many familiar cats, Firestar felt every hair on his